Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Church Talk Live.
Bill and Chris Tenney Britton here today to talk to you about, well, we're here to talk about membership tracking software, something I'm sure all of you have lots of experience with. And, well, you know, that was one of the first things we bought when we started our church in Seattle, and we never regretted it. But what I found is over the years is the vast majority of pastors are clueless about how to effectively use membership tracking programs.
Well, I'm laughing because, as you say, most of us are talking about, I think you're being very facetious because, quite honestly, a lot of us aren't using membership tracking software or anything else. And when I started first working in the church, I was taught the importance of keeping track of people. At that point, at least in the United Methodist Church, you had a chronological file that had everybody who'd ever joined that church. And in that particular church, it went back into the early 1900s. And then you had another file that kept more the in and the out pieces that were right there in front of you. But there, it really brought home that everybody was important within that church. And then, as you said, when we started the church up there in Seattle, it wasn't just about numbers and names anymore. It was about what kind of gifts people brought, what their interests were, what their passions, what their experiences were. So for those reasons, it's really important. And one more personal story about this. My father had not been to church for something like 5 years, and somebody showed up at our door on a stewardship campaign, knocked on the door and said, I'm here to see what you might want to give to the church this next year. Well, my father told them exactly what they could do with what he planned not to give and sent them on their way. But he said to them, I have not been to church in 5 years, and here you are. The first contact that's been made with me is asking for money. Are people really members or are they not? Do we really care? Do we not? Randy Clay, we're a fan of his. We're a fan of the software that he works with, and we're glad to get to have him here to talk to us more about it.
All right, Randy.
We're with Randy Clay today, and Randy developed CDM Plus. What's that? Church Management Software. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Plus. Back in 1986, while he was a pastor of a church in Kentucky, CDM Plus is a membership tracking and a stewardship tracking program and a whole lot more. And I will tell you that when we were pastors, we used CDM back in the day. And Randy's been a personal friend, and we're great and appreciative of having you here. Thanks for joining us, Randy.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I know a bunch of pastors whose churches have membership tracking software, and frankly, they don't use it very effectively, efficiently. In fact, some of them don't use it at all.
Right.
So how can the lead pastor, what does the lead pastor need to know, need to do to use membership tracking software in some semblance of effective way?
Well, you know, pastors are called to minister to people. And membership tracking is just that. Who are the people that you're called to serve? And you know, I can't imagine a pastor not having access to those records to identify, you know, the needs and wants and the kind of the ambitions of what people are all about. And so a good membership tracking should be able to identify who's active in the congregation, who's not active in the congregation, who are prospective people. And so, you know, a good information system is going to give that lead pastor a heads up on knowing the people they need to reach out to and minister and the needs that they've got to respond to.
So how do they get all that information? I mean, you know, I can see a lead pastor going, oh, great, now I don't have to go do member visitation because I could spend all day putting in data.
No, actually, it's the opposite. What you know, a good information system is going to want you to put more information in. You're going to want to know more about your people, you know, where they work, what they're involved in, what their hobbies and interests are, what are they involved in the community. And so, you know, the more that you begin to leverage an information system, the more you want out of that, and not to be afraid of it.
And so who puts it in?
Well, that's the beauty of today's computing, is that anyone can put it in. So it's just not the church administrative staff who should have access to this. The more they open it up to volunteers to be able to put information in, for the lead pastor to be able to put information in, it shouldn't be a closed system, it should be an open system, and you'll find people want to give information to the church.
Fabulous. Okay. Listen, you developed CDM Plus when you were a pastor.
Right.
I mean, you were a pastor, full-time kind of pastor kind of guy, and you decided to put together this program, what in the world were you thinking? What precipitated the project, and why is it so important? Was it so important to you?
Actually, it was a very easy decision to make, because as I was moving into a new pastor, especially for sales, you know, I needed to know immediately who had died in that last year, who were some of the new members, who were some people who had left the church for whatever reason, because they were, you know, something had gone on in their family or personal life and hadn't been there for a while. You know, who are the people that I needed to minister to immediately who had those needs? And to walk in a church and not have access to that was just disheartening. We had a person who was tracking attendance in this big ledger book, and I couldn't do anything with it. I couldn't tell who hadn't been there for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And those are the people that I needed to reach out and meet and get to know immediately. So the membership database was the very first thing I created to be able to do that.
And you're a software engineer from what school?
Way back, yeah. I learned on the old IBM and Burroughs machines.
Oh, wow.
That was a good mix.
Yeah, okay.
That was a good mix for me.
Listen, you know, IBM Burroughs machines are a good segue into this, because we're living into a mobile-centric, post-desktop world. Yeah. So how is that going to impact membership tracking?
Well, I'll tell you, we're just right on the cutting edge of that. It's going to be amazing, I think, in the next 5 to 6 years for, you know, a pastor to be able to carry around live, immediate data on their mobile devices, but not in their mobile devices, because those things are mobile. They can get lost, and you've got data there that are sensitive to people. So what you want is an application that is connecting to a remote database but has immediate live up-to-date contact information, demographic information about your people. And we're doing attendance tracking live on mobile devices. It makes it easy. Again, who's there, who's not there. We're just at the cusp of what mobile technology is going to do to membership tracking.
So, okay, we're mostly talking to people who have some sort of membership tracking system, and there's a lot of them out there. But for those rare churches, or for those churches who've never had and they're still using an Excel spreadsheet for tracking, one thing should they know about good or getting a good membership database?
What you want is flexibility, first of all. You want a system that's going to allow you to customize the fields and the information to the kind of ministry that you're involved in, because every ministry is a little bit differently. Early on when I was in this business, I heard someone say, you know, high tech means high touch. And I've always seen that to be the case. So the more that we use technology to, again, know our people, and so you're looking for a system that gives us lots of information, but be able to retrieve that information so we can touch them where their needs are. And so you want an information system that just won't put information in, but allows you to manipulate and access that information dynamically.
All right, Randy, thanks for joining us. Tell me, if someone wants to check out CDM Plus, where do they go?
www.cdmplus.com.
All right, I was wondering if they get a little plus sign. I said, how do you do that?
You okay.
All right.
Spell it out.
All right. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, you know, Randy talked about a lot of things about databases and membership tracking and whatnot, but I would just want to bring home some points that we didn't get covered. And what I really want to say is that, you know, membership tracking programs in so many churches, the only thing they use it for is tracking their finances, how much they give, and their pledges and all that. Mm-hmm. And although every membership tracking program I've ever worked with does a fine job of that, if that's the primary use of your software, you really can use just an Excel spreadsheet. On the other hand, I was with a church, a rather large church, I might add, that it wasn't quite 1,000, but it was running about 800 in worship, and they used membership tracking software called Excel Spreadsheet. And they couldn't figure out, when I was talking about relational databases and being able to pull out the information they needed, they just looked at me with this quizzical look. Well, that's because a spreadsheet is for numbers, a relational database is for data, and it pulls pieces from over here and over here and over here. So if you want to find someone who is under 40, who is regular in attendance, who has a spiritual gift of helps, and is talented in accounting, your relational database, if you've kept it up to date, pulls it up and pulls out the four people or, you know, whatever it is for that you can find those people that you need for any particular process.
Well, it's really what you need if you're going to be serious about the personal ministry assessments that we've taught about, that you can find more information about by doing a search here at churchtalk.tv. It really gets to the heart of that matter, and it's about relationships, of how people have relationships with one another, just not only with the church. It is, as you say, a relational database, well, not some spreadsheet.
So let's talk just real quick as we wrap this up, is what are some of the uses that pastors often don't use, and staff members as well, and volunteers don't use the membership software for, that they could and perhaps should be. So the first is tracking contact information. Where they live, addresses, email addresses, Facebook accounts, the photographs of the family or of the individuals. Yeah. That's one of the more common uses, but that's just one use that is very important.
Well, as you say that, I think about the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, that when something goes wrong, everybody knows to seize people. When I worked for Ritz on a very temporary basis quite a few years ago, it wasn't like we had computers to show the pictures of those people. It was all description. But nowadays, you could let your whole staff know, hey, so-and-so's had a really bad day, or this emergency is going on in their family, and you can get everybody checking in on them like that. Another piece is, I think we've talked about this at some point, matching ministries to people and people to ministries. I love using this particular software, actually, with nominating committees and churches that have to do nominations. And so you say, okay, we need trustees, and these are the gifts and these are the skills that we're looking for in trustees. We're able to do a search, boom, those names come right out.
And how long they've been members and all that. So really great stuff there. And just one more thing, and probably really the last one, is that you can track attendance in worship and Sunday school and small groups and events and all that. And, if they'd been doing that at that little Presbyterian church way back when, your dad probably wouldn't have got that very unfortunate conversation 5 years after he'd left the church. And they'd have known within 2 or 3 weeks that he hadn't been there, and they could have made a follow-up. Hey, it's really important to have good membership tracking software and to use it effectively. And if you have membership tracking software, hey, start using it effectively.
I think we're out of time.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Have a great week.